And we're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Hank Boyer, with my co-host, Todd Sipperman, CEO and founder of Sipperman Compliance Services, and Christine Miles, CEO and founder of Equipped. It's my pleasure to introduce you to Donald Robinson, who is CEO of Palladium. Welcome, Donald. What is Palladium? What do you do there?
Palladium is an asset management boutique. Our specialty is basically delivering asset allocation strategies and custom index strategies to intermediaries, whether they be financial advisors, financial institutions, fintech companies.
Serving businesses.
Correct.
Essentially. How large or how small is the organization?
We're five people strong, and we manage about $900 million in assets.
Terrific. And very curious, how did you get started there? You're the founder.
I launched Palladium about 10 years ago. It's my second startup. The first was a firm called Lockwood that we sold to Bank of New York Mellon back in 92. And then, of course, a number of us had contracts at BNY Mellon. Once those were up, I decided to lift my senior management team to launch Palladium.
And so let me bring you back to where you were born and raised. And where was that?
I was born in Reno, Lake Tahoe, Nevada.
And you were raised there. You had an older sister, 5 years older than you. So what was it like being the kid brother in Reno, Lake Tahoe, Nevada growing up?
It was great. Unfortunately for my sister, she had to babysit me quite frequently because my parents were out quite a bit. As part of my father's job, they had to entertain a lot. So she got stuck babysitting me most of the time.
And that's a great area for being outdoors. What were some of the things that you did?
I was very active. I learned how to ski when I was 3 years old. I learned how to play golf when I was 4 years old. My dad taught me how to fly fish. We used to go hunting. I used to hike. I used to run. I still do a lot of those activities, frankly, but here on the East Coast.
You mentioned dad. What did dad do?
So dad was a senior executive of a commercial real estate development company, and his focus was to bring in businesses to Northern Nevada, Lake Tahoe area. And this goes back several years. So companies that people may or may not have heard of, sunscreen lotion company called C&Ski, a company called DuraFiber that used to make graphite shafts for golf clubs and skis.
When you're talking about your dad, I see your face light up, and I wish our viewers could see that. What was your relationship like with dad?
Yeah, he was really my best friend. I mean, we used to do a lot together, even though he traveled frequently. Mm-hmm. He certainly made time to go to my football games, my baseball games. He's the one that taught me how to play golf. And so I used to play golf with him frequently. And he didn't ski, but he had a friend who was a ski instructor. And so he was engaged with me my entire childhood.
And when you were a kid, a younger boy, you liked to read a lot, you mentioned in the green room, but not just a book at a time. Tell us a little more.
Yeah, my mom used to take me to the public library like twice a week, and I'd check out 3, 4, 5 books at a time, just out of curiosity. I was just fascinated by every subject, and that still continues today. I mean, right now I'm reading like 3 different books.
So curiosity was at the heart of why you wanted to read so many different things at the same time. Where does that come from? Like, and how young were you when that showed up?
I'm not sure where it comes from, other than probably the diversity of my mom's background, my dad's background.
What do you mean?
Well, my grandfather was the Secretary of State of Nevada. My great-grandfather was in the gold mining business in Nevada. And so various backgrounds. So
Would they tell you stories growing up?
A lot of stories. And then I did a lot of things. Bob was on earlier. I did a lot of jobs. I did everything from construction work to being a lifeguard to hustling kids for money on the golf course.
And so playing cards, you said. You were hustling, but you were also selling on the golf course. Just describe a little bit what that environment was like and what you were doing.
Yeah, it was really the first time I learned how to make money, or at least understood the value of money. We lived by a golf course, so we used to hang out there quite a bit. And so we'd bet on the golf course, and after the golf, we'd bet on the putting green, and then we'd proceed to the clubhouse, and we'd play gin rummy for penny a point, because my dad taught me how to play cards. So
So curiosity and also learning about cash flow and gaming and all those things kind of happened at a very young age.
And risk management and competitiveness. Yes, exactly.
Don, this curiosity, I mean, you've had a real entrepreneurial bent to your career. Do you think those are connected?
Absolutely. I think, you know, one of the things we put on our website is the innovation timeline, which really started back in 1982 at Northern Trust, where I was involved in developing the first electronic delivery system, which was well before the internet, trade crossing systems, portfolio insurance, more quantitative applications for institutional portfolio management. So I've done a lot of that through my career.
And you're sort of if not the father, at least one of the parents of the mutual fund wrap program and the unified managed account. How did that come to be?
It really started with, I guess my background is I started on the institutional side of the business, working with quantitative systems and applications. And then I migrated to, I guess, the retail space. I worked at a company called Shearson Lehman Hutton, I think it was called at the time. And we developed a lot of strategies similar to what we were doing for institutional clients to individual investors. And so from that, there were a lot of product ideas and innovative ideas focused on transparency, lower costs, things like that. So that we created the first mutual fund wrap program on the street called Track, created a commodity fund. So we did a lot of things very early. Was very familiar with country baskets and webs. Nobody wanted to buy those things at first, and now look at what's happened in the ETF world.
So you know, you started and built Lockwood, which is a very, very successful company, and then you had a very successful transaction with Bank of New York Mellon. So you could have stopped there, and yet here you are now launching again. What drove you to do that? What in your background got you here?
I think it's just to try something new. And plus, you know, we were bought by a big company and I just felt that it wasn't being challenged. We had a lot of good ideas and we wanted to do what was right for the investor. So that's why I launched Palladium. One lesson learned though is, and I think Don had mentioned this earlier, is that there's a lot of smart people out there. I'd like to think we're smart, but everybody has to know how to sell and everybody has to know how to message. And so that's been an interesting challenge throughout my career. But I think you have to have all those elements in place to be successful.
What would your advice be to a young person getting into financial services that also has an entrepreneurial bent?
I would try a lot of different things. I wouldn't just focus on one thing. That would be my advice, as simple as it is. And see what you like. Don't box yourself in early in your career.
There's a lot of people today who have been struck with the way that jobs have been disrupted. And so they're thinking about maybe starting their own business. So what advice would you have for the young aspiring entrepreneur or maybe the person mid-career that's thinking about starting something?
It's a good question. I think, you know, in hindsight, I would at least going forward is get educated with respect to technology. It's changing rapidly. Embrace social media, embrace digital marketing, AI, all that's very important. A lot of jobs are going to be eliminated. So embrace technology, learn about it and how you can leverage that in your business model.
Don, I suspect somebody gave you some pretty good advice when you were young. Do you remember the first person that gave you advice, 8 to 14, that you took and did something with?
Yeah, I think it was my father and my mother's father was a big investor. So I learned about the stock market. I learned about being an entrepreneur through my father. And so I think they were both mentors. And my mother was also an investor as well. So it just came naturally with the gambling and the risk management and kind of getting the different points of view from various people in the family.
Sounds like you try to give that point of view to others now.
Yeah, it's all about being objective. I mean, we're sticklers about transparency, being objective and being fair. So that's the one thing that I feel I can hang my hat on at the end of the day.
So what do you hear dad and granddad whispering in your ear when you go to work and you're facing a crisis? What do you hear them saying to you?
So you're able to get through this. It's not the end of the world. There'll be another day. In fact, there's challenges every day, even outside the office. So the thing about that is you just have to be able to step back and say, listen, I'll go for a run or I'll take a walk it's not the end of the world. Life moves on. Let's figure out how to fix it.
Donald, what's your website?
It is Palladium, PalladieM.com.
And we've been speaking to Donald Robinson, CEO and founder of Palladium, here on Executive Leaders Radio. Christine, can you give us a rundown of who we've been speaking with today?
Sure. We had Don Steinbrugge, CEO and founder of HProf Partners, and Zeiler, Senior Vice President of Northern Trust, Bob Tull, co-founder and president of Procure Asset Management, and Donald Robinson, CEO of Palladium.
I'd like to thank all of my co-hosts today, Todd Sipperman, CEO and founder of Sipperman Compliance Services, and Christine Miles, CEO and founder of Equipped, for giving me a hand to help structure the questions, give our listening audience an educational and entertaining show. And I'd like to thank our listening audience for listening. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a radio show. Don't forget to visit executiveleadersradio.com to learn more about our executive leaders. Thanks so much for joining us today. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.